Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began sharing and laying a foundation for a fascinating subject, and that is the thoughts of the Lord. And for text, I shared Isaiah, the 55th chapter, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Verse 9 declares, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And we are wanting to investigate what the Word has to say about the thoughts of the Lord. And so I pulled together some passages of Scripture that I'd like to share with you now. And we can learn some truths by just these very few passages I'll share with you. Let me begin by sharing Psalm 139:17. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! Psalm 33:11 says, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. So that very declaration is a statement that the counsel, the thoughts, the opinions of the Lord are not subject to change. They are everlasting. The thoughts of His heart will continue to all generations. The counsel of the Lord, His counsel, will stand forever. Psalm 40:5 says, many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. Well, David's saying it's an impossible task to even summarize them all, or to comprehend them all, or to number them all. Psalm 92:5 says, O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Jeremiah 29:11, a very familiar and beautiful passage, declares, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Moffat's translation says, for I keep in mind my purpose for you, a purpose of weal, not of woe. That word weal, beloved, it's from the Middle English or Old English, and it references a sound, healthy, prosperous state, well-being. So God wants our benefit, our good. That's what He has in mind for us, not woe, and to let you have hope for the future. Knox's translation says, I have not lost sight of my plan for you, the Lord says, and it is your welfare I have in mind, and not your undoing. For you, too, I have a destiny and a hope. So as I've shared these few passages of Scripture, what can we learn? Well, regarding His thoughts. Well, those thoughts, in terms of the passages I've just shared, they're, well, first of all, they're innumerable. They're very deep. And they're forever unchangeable. They're very precious to us, His people. And His thoughts are toward us, are of good and of well-being. They are thoughts that give us a hope as well as a future destiny. All right, so we've shared just a few thoughts on our Lord's thoughts. And one of the things we know that it's important that as God's people, we always monitor where we are at internally, our thoughts, our attitudes, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. The thoughts that we entertain influence not only the words that we speak, but our very actions. So we've looked at God's thoughts. Now, what about his actions? Well, let's look at his ways, God's ways. His ways are how he does something. Remember, the scriptures tell us that the children of Israel saw his works were what he did, the events of the past, but Moses understood his ways. He understood how and why. He understood the nature of God. He was hungry for God. He saw and visited with him twice for 40 days fasting on the mount, and he wanted to see his glory. So what can we learn now? And I just want to share some passages with you on the ways of the Lord. Psalm 18 and 30 says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him." Psalm 145 and 17 says, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works." And then from the book of Daniel, we see a heathen king, Nebuchadnezzar, make this statement: "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase." And of course, Nebuchadnezzar made this statement after he had experienced 7 years of abasement. He was lifted up in pride, and so God caused him to be as a beast of the field for 7 years and eat grass, and he knew how to get to him and humble him. And so as after that, Daniel, it's recorded in that book what this heathen king said about the God of heaven and earth. Now let's look at a passage in chapter 14, verse 9. Would you like to have wisdom? Would you like to understand deep things? Well, this is what Hosea says: "Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them? For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein." Habakkuk 3 and 6 says, referring to the Lord, "He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting." And going on now to the New Testament, Romans 11 and 33 declares, Paul says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out." Verse 34 goes on to say, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor?" Of course, that references what Isaiah says in the 40th chapter. And then the final scripture I'd like to share on God's ways is found in Revelation, the 15th chapter, verse 3. And the word says, "And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." So just on the basis of those few passages I've shared on God's ways, what can we learn? Well, his way is perfect. His word is tried. His ways are righteous. Psalm 145 and 17 says, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways." In Hosea, we found that the ways of the Lord are right. Habakkuk says his ways are everlasting. Romans, Paul declares his ways are past finding out. The riches, the depth of the riches of his wisdom and knowledge are beyond the human mind. And Revelation declares that Revelation 15 and 3 that I shared, that his ways are just and true. His works are marvelous. This is the God that we serve. So we've spent some time these last couple of days looking at what the scripture says about God's thoughts, about God's ways. And we understand from the Word of God that in order for us to really understand the Lord, his ways, his thoughts, we have to be born again, because it's one of the paradoxes of the Bible. The word says clearly, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. But we who are spiritual, God does reveal his ways. He does reveal his thoughts. And so what I'd like to invite you to do in these next several broadcasts, we're going to be sharing another fascinating subject. We've looked at his thoughts, his ways, but we're going to look at a subject which the Bible calls God's secrets. And if you will do a word study on secrets in the Bible, you'll find out some really wonderful things. And that's what we're going to be looking at on tomorrow's broadcast. And I hope that you'll be able to be with me as we share the word of the Lord. But in the few moments that remain, I do want to invite you, if you're going through trials or testings, you know, sometimes it's hard to go through those alone, and sometimes you're not able to share with anyone exactly what the details are. Know that I alone read the mail, and only I answer the mail. So if you write, know that your prayer requests will be held in confidentiality, and that I will go to the Lord in your behalf. And as I share from time to time, so many are blessed by the word that they receive, that the Lord gives when I respond back in answer to their letter. So the announcer in a moment is going to give you our contact information. I do want to thank you and ask for your ongoing prayers. And I also want to thank you for financial helps to help us remain on this station. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,